For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have an opening, and this late in the season, in the summer season, that's great, down at Chautauqua. Tonight, as a matter of fact, at the Bratton Theater, it's Shakespeare's Henry V.
This is the play that opens with Oh, for a Muse of Fire, the play that had opened the Globe Theater at a time when they did not use much scenery. He had to have all of the battlefields of England and invites the audience to use their imagination, and that's been the theme of the Chautauqua Theatre Company season, the use of the imagination. They did Our Town, The Intimate Apparel, and so this great play. Shakespeare's audiences would have been familiar with the character from previous plays. He had been Prince Hal in the Henry IV plays, and here he has to step up and, after having been a renegade youth, become a great king.
Now, suppose someone has seen the Kenneth Branagh film, you know, Henry V, and they just loved that. Are they going to have a problem with the stage version?
Well, the people before that had fallen in love with Laurence Olivier, and I think people will cope with a different Henry.
Well, I suppose.
I suppose.
Meanwhile, here in town, Rhinoceros continues. The play by Inesco. Subversive Theater is putting it on over at the Manny Fried Playhouse.
A very well-meaning little production. It is an uneven production, but with good principal performers. It's Rick Latimer as Béranger, the only man in a small provincial town in France who refuses to conform by turning into a raging rhinoceros. When Inesco wrote this, it was viewed to be a comment on the rise of fascism in Europe, and that is being done up at Subversive. Also the final weekend for Twelfth Night, and I did finally catch up with it at Shakespeare in Delaware Park, where the three principal female roles are being played by men. A little slow-paced for my liking, but I did admire the performances and the nuance that they gave the piece.
Now, Malvolio, he's trying to do the right thing for the household and for Olivia. He's played by Greg Jurich, by the way. Folks might have seen him very recently in Six Dance Lessons and in 6 Weeks. I have to admit, I felt a little sorry for Malvolio, especially he's getting abused at the hands of these drunken louts.
Well, that is always a problem with producing Twelfth Night. What do you do about Malvolio, or what do you do about the sadness at the beginning of the piece? As the play begins, Olivia is in mourning for her husband. Viola believes that her brother may have died at sea, and there is this problem of Malvolio, who they do just horribly sadistic things, which they think are funny, and even as we watch it, we know that it's not. You know, at the end, his exit line is, I'll have my vengeance on the whole pack of you, and he storms away. What do you do? There are these elements to Twelfth Night, but they navigate them quite nicely. But yes, everyone always feels sorry for poor Malvolio, who I must say is being marvelously played by Greg Jurich. I thought that was an excellent performance.
I completely agree. And now, the news everyone's been waiting for. Summer camp continues. Betty and Joan, the final curtain. You couldn't get tickets this weekend. You thought this was the final weekend, but
they've added a weekend, so, you know, one more weekend. I think that tickets this weekend are scarce to non-existent, but they have added an additional weekend, Betty and Joan. This is the great Jimmy Janowski as Joan Crawford and Christopher Standard as Betty Davis.
Lots of great effects in a very small space. My comment is that these are great actors. They're large men, and this stage is small, but they move very elegantly, and it works.
And they do understand comedy.
And
for something completely, entirely different, Torn Space is using Silo City for the fourth year in a row. They are doing They Kill Things down at Silo City. This is Dan Shanahan and Melissa Miola. And this is described as a series of fractured meditations on death, rebirth, killing, and conception, while experiencing an unprecedented view of the surrounding landscape and waterways. Cash bar.
What?
No, I made that up. There, oh. No cash bar.
There should be a cash bar.
After that, yeah, they're using the upper levels of the silos, and so I guess you get a spectacular view while Torn Space does its thing.
Well, it opened last night, and it runs through next Saturday, so you might want to check it out if you've always been intrigued by Silo City. What's going on? Well, They Kill Things. That's what's going on.
With videography by Brian Milbrand.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.